Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The case where the ACLU is asking a university to change its Christian doctrine is now set for oral argument. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, I guess you're heading up in January to argue this case, Zinsky versus Liberty University, and where this IT guy was hired and then pulled a fast one after his probation period was up and said, oh, sorry, just kidding. I really want to be a female, which is totally against Liberty University's biblical doctrine and mission.
Yeah, so we're finished with the briefing now, and the case is now being set for oral argument in January of 2026. I'll present the oral argument on this critically important case, Zinsky versus Liberty University. This is a case that has huge potential and impact across the country. That's why it's attracted so much attention. We have multiple briefs that are filed as amicus briefs in support of our arguments. And we also have some amicus briefs filed against us. Multiple states joined together, multiple blue states plus the District of Columbia joined together to oppose our Liberty University case that Liberty Counsel represents. These are the blue states because they're afraid that religious freedom will triumph and they'll lose their ability to force the LGBTQ agenda on employers within their state. So this case really is critically important.
I mean, you think about the precedent this could set. I mean, any organization, any Christian organization, you could totally force that organization to hire people that don't align with the mission. Say, a Christian organization, you have to hire people that don't believe in God or that are LGBT or whatever. That is really getting on dangerous ground with this case.
Well, Zinsky knew the doctrine of Liberty University and, in fact, began taking female hormones 4 months before even applying to the university.
Sounds like a setup to me.
Yeah, and then applies to the university, and as part of that application, there is a very specific doctrinal statement. And the doctrinal statement is not generic, it's not vanilla. It says that God created us in his image, male and female, that God created only two sexes, male and female. It also goes on to say that any attempt to identify as a sex opposite than your birth sex is a sin.
But when he was hired, he signed his name on the dotted line, said, I agree with Liberty University's doctrine and mission.
Yeah,
I agree.
He agreed.
Abide by it.
And it's not that God just created us in his image. It's not just that God created male and female, but it's also that if you try to identify as something other than your birth sex, that itself is also a sin. That's part of their doctrinal statement. So it's very specific, which I suggest to all those listening, churches, religious organizations, religious employers, make sure that your position on this issue is very clear. Mm-hmm. Liberty University has a very clear, very specific position. And so he signed off on that, knowing that he was not in agreement, but pretending that he was. So he then goes through a 90-day probation, and as soon as the 90-day probation period expires, he comes in and he says that he, Jonathan Zinsky, wants to become Eleanor Zinsky, and he wants to, quote, transition to be a, quote, female, and that he had been taking hormones for 4 months before he even started with Liberty University. So Liberty University has a conversation with him to find out exactly what he believes and how strongly he believes it.
And what happened to the document he signed.
Yeah, and he now tries to argue with Liberty University that he should be able to continue his employment. And so they say that's contrary to the doctrinal statement.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your position and that's what you want to act out, it's not something that you just think about, right? It's not just something that you're thinking about. But he actually wants to present himself as a woman and change his name to a female name. And Liberty says, no, that's contrary to our doctrinal statement, and fires him. Well, Zinsky now gets represented by the ACLU, and the ACLU files suit. Now, I don't have any direct information about this, and we can certainly find out about this if, in fact, this goes further than the appeal. And it may not, because I think we should win on appeal, and if not, we'll certainly take this case to the U.S. Supreme Court. But before this case began, Liberty had a speaker at Convo, a woman, well-known, and she was speaking about the LGBTQ gender ideology. And behind the individual with Liberty University that I won't name, but one of the leaders of the university, sits a person who is a female pastor of the church that Zinsky attends. Beside that person is a quote-unquote progressive state lawmaker.
That church that has a rainbow flag outside, I believe.
Right. And so they can hear the discussion between this female pastor and this progressive legislator about how they don't like what they're hearing from the convo speaker. Well, a little while later, Zinsky applies for employment.
Makes you wonder why they were attending the chapel to begin with.
They were attending the chapel because they invited these elected officials.
Oh.
And this person was an elected official. So they invite them from both sides of the aisle
gotcha.
To listen
okay.
to chapel. And they would, you know, acknowledge that these elected officials are there. So with that elected official came this person who's a female pastor at this church. So it just so happens that Zinsky attends that church.
Mm.
So we don't know, but it's pretty likely that she goes back and she now wants to challenge Liberty University. And lo and behold, Zinsky pops up, applies, already in the process of taking hormones. And then as soon as the probationary period expires, boom, comes after Liberty University. And lo and behold, sitting in the wings is the ACLU. So really, this is the ACLU using Jonathan Zinsky to try to force Liberty University to change its Christian doctrine. And if that is successful, it's certainly terrible for Liberty University, but for all Christian universities and colleges, and also for all churches and Christian employers as well.
And, you know, to me, this is just a no-brainer to say, if this wasn't a setup and these people weren't after trying to attack Liberty University's doctrine, then why didn't he just go get a job somewhere else?
I know. Why wouldn't you go get a job someplace
and say, oh, okay, sorry, I made a mistake. I'll go over here and get a job. But that didn't seem to happen.
No, because, you know, we originally, when we got involved in this many years ago, and we got involved in defending God's design because we had to, because it was being challenged. The words that we were hearing is they just wanted tolerance. They wanted coexistence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we knew that that was a lie, but they were platitudes that they would push out there, and they sounded good. They were Orwellian type of things. Just treat us equal. Just be tolerant of us. We just want to coexist. That's never been the case. Mm. What's the issue here is they want to dominate. So they're not content with having Liberty University have its particular Christian doctrine, while another university may have a totally different policy. They can certainly choose that other university or that other employer if they wanted to, that more aligns with their ideology and their beliefs. But no, they want to come after Liberty because they don't want Liberty to exist. They don't want the doctrinal position to be viable. They want to crush it. They want to destroy it. They want to overpower it. It's a zero-sum game, meaning that there are winners and there's losers. And there's no compromise. There's no middle ground. They want to overcome any kind of doctrinal position, belief that doesn't align with their ideology.
And bottom line, it's an attack on God, our creator, and his creation, and not wanting to be accountable to him. So they're making themselves their own God, and they want you to agree.
Well, they're making themselves, as God created us in his image, which is what Liberty University's doctrinal position says, which is historic biblical truth. God created us in his image. He's the creator.
Mm-hmm.
He created us as male and female in his image. What this ideology says is, no, God made a mistake, and we can create ourselves in our own image.
Mm-hmm.
And we can even change that because this is a continually changing, flowing stream, so to speak. Mm. So you can be one thing one day and one thing another day. And you can create yourself in your own image. The bottom line is that's outright rebellion against God, who is our creator, who created us in his image, male and female. So pray for this case, Liberty University. We'll keep you up to date as we get closer to the oral argument in January. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.